Jesus gave a simple two-step strategy to withstand the storms of life. His strategy will not only help you weather any storm, but also empower you to build a resilient spirit. Now, I'm about to share this two-step strategy and where to find it in the Bible. If you're weathering a storm right now, you're gonna benefit from a story that Jesus told about a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Its message can be summed up in today's declaration: obeying Jesus fortifies me in a storm. In addition to declaring that truth from Scripture together, we're going to discover the progressive nature of the two-step strategy. In other words, you've got to take the first step before taking the second. We're also going to talk about how to lay a firm spiritual foundation, how to fortify your faith in adversity, and how to build a resilient spirit. Stay with me for the secret to standing firm in the midst of a storm. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm honored to look at the scriptures with you. Each week, I read just a few verses, and then I give you a declaration drawn from those verses. Now, if you've been with me for a while, then you know I always ask you to literally declare the Bible-based declarations, because our words have power, and I want to empower your tongue with truth. Today's truth comes directly from the mouth of Jesus. So please listen closely as I read Matthew 7, 24 and 25 from the New International Version. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Now, I'm going to read verses 26 and 27 from Matthew 7 in a little bit, because those verses accentuate the importance of not only believing and speaking our declaration, but also acting on it. The story of the wise man who built his house on the rock demonstrates that obeying Jesus fortifies me in a storm. I invite you to say that with me now. Obeying Jesus fortifies me in a storm. I like the idea of being safe and sound in a fortress when the rain is pounding on the roof and the wind is howling, don't you? We can build that safe place by taking two simple steps. The first step is easy, in my opinion. You merely have to hear the words of Jesus. Jesus starts out in Matthew 7, 24, saying that everyone, which includes you and me, everyone who hears these words, hearing the words of Jesus, is super easy. If you have a smartphone, all you gotta do is download a Bible app, open it up to any chapter and verse, and hit the play button. Listening to the Bible through your speakers or reading it out loud will help you lay a firm spiritual foundation. And that's because the Word of God is living and active, and it has the power to transform your life. We hear God speak every time we read or listen to the Bible. I actually did an episode a while back with this declaration: every time I read the Bible, I hear from God. Now, if that's true, and it is, the first step in the two-step strategy to withstand the storms of life is fairly easy. I mean, if you can hear, then you can take that first step with very little effort. All you've got to do is set aside a little bit of time every day to hear the words of Jesus. Now, we hear all kinds of things all day long, and that can include hearing the words of Jesus if we simply take a moment to open our Bibles or our Bible apps. Easy peasy. But hearing in a way that equips us to take action, that calls for a deeper commitment to really listen. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice." This leads right into the second step that we learn from the story about the wise man who built his house on the rock. Put the words of Jesus into practice. Jesus says in Matthew 7:24, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. Step one, hear. Step two, take action. In order to put into practice what you hear, you need to listen well. And that second step in the strategy to withstanding the storms of life is as simple as a tagline for a famous athletic brand, just do it. Simple, yes, but that doesn't mean it's easy. I can't tell you how many times I have learned a biblical principle and then had something come up in my life that gave me an opportunity to put that principle into practice. I would sometimes joke with God by covering my ears and saying, I don't want to hear that because now I'm going to have to do that. I want to be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. Don't you? Well, that means we need to put the words of Jesus into practice. Now, we can't do that without God's help. So we can pray and ask for his help to put his words into practice. Just know that if you pray for patience, God's going to allow situations that demand you to wait longer than you think you can. If you pray for a loving heart, God will bring difficult people into your life. If you pray for strength, God will allow circumstances that test your limits. Putting into practice what we learn from listening to God will help fortify our faith. The wind and the rain will come. It always does. Be ready with this simple two-step strategy. Hear the words of Jesus, which, in order to progress on to the next step, requires ears that tune in and listen well, and then put the words of Jesus into practice. Now, before I share how this two-step strategy can help you build a resilient spirit, I want to let you know about a resource that will help you put into practice some of the good things that God teaches. I recorded a series of teaching videos to accompany the chapters in my book, Longing to Belong. It will walk you through an in-depth study of Psalm 139. I'm going to share the link to the first video in the series, which will tell you how to pick up a copy of the book. I hope that you'll leave me a comment to let me know when you start this journey so I can be praying for you. I am convinced that going through my book, Longing to Belong, will help you internalize the truth in today's declaration. Obeying Jesus fortifies me in a storm. Will you say that with me again? Obeying Jesus fortifies me in a storm. To me, resiliency means more than getting back up when you're knocked down. I think it also means having the fortitude and flexibility to remain standing when life throws a mean punch that knocks you sideways. After comparing people who hear the words of Jesus and put them into practice with a wise man who built his house on the rock, Jesus said this in Matthew 7:26 and 27, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Obedience is the key to being equipped to withstand the storms of life. God knows the weather. He knows what lies ahead for you, and he wants to equip you for those storms that you're going to have to endure. Hearing the words of Jesus will help ground you in truth. Putting those words into practice will help fortify that foundation. Choosing to obey God, even when it's hard, will help you build the kind of resilient spirit that doesn't come crashing down when life gets hard. You can be like the man who built his house on the rock if you choose to listen and obey. Let's repeat today's declaration one more time together. Obeying Jesus fortifies me in a storm. My friend, when it comes to obedience, I am so thankful to know this reassuring Bible verse. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Now here's what that verse means to me. God gives me the want to and the can do. God never commands us to do something that He doesn't also empower us to obey. So let's pray and ask for His help to obey Him so that we are equipped to withstand the storms in life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for the simple illustration of building a house on the rock that is Jesus, instead of building it on the shifting sands of opinions and ideologies and all the things that come in and out of grace with this world. Lord, help us to do that through knowledge of Your Word. Give us a hunger and a thirst to spend time in Your Word, to put the truth into our hearts and minds, Lord, so that we have it there as a sure foundation to stand on when the storms come. Lord, knowing right from wrong, knowing good from evil, knowing the truth about who You are and what You have promised, that's everything when things go crazy in this world. Because we can know that our hope is sure. I love that scripture that says that faith is being certain of what we hope for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Help us, Lord, to have that kind of faith, that kind of assurance, so that we are like that wise man, hearing what You have to say and then working it out in our lives, putting it into practice, obeying You. God, because we know from Your Word that You are faithful to Your end, which is to keep us strong, to keep us at peace, to keep us from falling. And so help us, Lord God, just like You promised that You would. Give us the will to and the can do, Father, as we choose to obey You, even today, Lord, with whatever it is that You're calling us to do, help us to do that. And then, Father, we ask, Lord, that You would make us resilient and strong. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. Would you take a moment to click or tap on that like button? Also, please be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications. I would love it if you would leave me a comment, whether or not you choose to pick up a copy of my book and go through my study on Psalm 139. To check it out, all you'll need to do is click the thumbnail that you're gonna see on the right. And please share this message with a friend who might benefit from learning that two-step strategy we talked about today. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.